USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Images of cable cars swinging in the air with passengers trapped inside have emerged after Mexico was hit by a powerful earthquake. Mexican officials said the 7.1 magnitude quake struck around 7 miles from the resort town of Acapulco, Mexico. Happened about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday. Electricity and telephone lines are out for 1.6 million people in the area. Roughly 100 aftershocks have been reported. A former New York congressional candidate has died of an apparent suicide on Tuesday, less than 2 weeks after he dropped his bid for the U.S. House. 41-year-old Afghanistan war veteran Kyle Van Deerwater was found in Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery. On September 1st, NASA Mars rover Perseverance collected and stashed away the first of 43 mineral samples from the Red Planet. All samples will be taken from the floor of the Yerezo crater. Two future missions to Mars by NASA and the European Space Agency are planning to retrieve those specimens in the next.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a booster shot update with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration's plan to widely administer COVID-19 vaccine booster shots later this month has become mired in confusion over regulatory approvals, eligibility, and logistics. Once boosters are approved, recipients of the COVID vaccine should get a third shot roughly 8 months after their second dose. As far as the confusion goes, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News,
I think the reason the confusion came here, Anita, is because President Biden got ahead of his skis on this by a long shot. FDA hadn't examined the data yet. Let me boil this down for you. It's coming out of Israel for sure that the Pfizer vaccine in particular, the BioNTech vaccine, over 6 months starts to diminish in severity and also mild cases. So it's looking like boosters, especially for the immunocompromised and the elderly and those most at risk. That's coming.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A trove of newly released documents by the nonprofit The Intercept reveals Dr. Anthony Fauci has been lying to the American people. Unpublished grant proposals show EcoHealth Alliance, which is run by Peter Daszak, were filed with Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. The purpose was to alter mutant viruses and provide NIA with a detailed description of the proposed alterations. Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, said the documents made it clear that Fauci has been untruthful. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News.
I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress. He should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game, telling you have to wear 3 masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese Communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
The $3.1 million grant called Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence was greenlit between 2014 and 2019. It was suspended by the Trump administration in April of 2020. According to another report, the NIH funded a total of 65 research projects at the Wuhan Institute, more than Fauci has publicly revealed. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.